This is BlackAmericaWeb.com News.
We have breaking news this morning. A possible tornado in Van, Texas, about 70 miles east of Dallas. Emergency officials calling this a mass casualty event.
Powered by News One.
Hi. It is May 11, 2015. Happy birthday to Nicole Scott and a belated happy birthday to Willis Porter Jr. and to Corey Savage. In Hattiesburg, Mississippi, it started as a routine traffic stop and ended in a hail of gunfire. Two police officers in Hattiesburg are dead. Four suspects facing charges in a community is in mourning. Officers Benjamin Dean and LaCorey Tate were making a traffic stop Saturday evening when they were shot, and the authorities accused the suspects of fleeing the crime scene, allegedly stealing a police cruiser and using it as a getaway car. Mothers whose children were killed by police officers and others marched in Washington, D.C. on Saturday to call attention to police brutality and racial injustice. The Million Moms March was sponsored by Mothers for Justice United, an organization of mothers whose children have been killed by police officers and others, and the Coalition for Justice. The march moved from the U.S. Capitol to the U.S. Department of Justice, where demonstrators demanded changes in police practices.
Did they have a big crowd, too?
Yeah, I don't have numbers on it, Tom. They did not reach the million mark, obviously.
Yeah.
But they did have a very big crowd and a nice outpouring of support.
Good.
For the cause. Prince made room for another color next to his signature purple in his Baltimore Rally for Peace concert Sunday, and next to his music for Dash of Political Gestures. And of course, many adhered to the purple one's request to wear gray as a symbolic message of our shared humanity and love for one another. But plenty in the audience, of course, wore their colorful outfits that reflected the full swing of spring as described there. The audience spanned a wide range of ages and backgrounds. Much like Prince's fans, many were surprised to see Baltimore State's attorney Marilyn Mosby invited on stage shortly after he began to perform around 9 o'clock. A spokesperson for Mosby, who is an avid Prince fan, said that the tickets were a Mother's Day gift from her husband, Councilman Nick Mosby. Just over 13 months since Liberia's first case of Ebola, the West African nation Saturday was declared free of the deadly disease 42 days after the burial of the last victim on March 28th. Amid the celebration, there was a note of caution from the World Health Organization, or WHO, because neighbors Sierra Leone and Guinea continue to struggle with the disease.
So no Ebola in Liberia?
There's no Ebola yet.
Nothing since the burial on March 28th.
It is all gone.
Confirmed and probable deaths from Ebola have surpassed 11,000 in West Africa, including more than 4,700 in Liberia.
But where was the doctor who got it in his eye?
That was the doctor's back here.
And where was he?
In the States.
Was he in Liberia?
No, he was not. We don't have it yet.
I'll have that for you, Tom. Those are your headlines.
15
before. You can look, but it's not yet.
15 before the hour. This is the TJMS.